Noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate McAllister, President and CEO of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and Keely Gray. She's my membership specialist.
Yeah,
an awesome all-around individual.
Aw, you spoil me.
I just want you to stay and don't
so
quit.
So it's bribing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I made you candy, didn't I?
Yes. Okay. I can't say the name of it, though.
I know. Well, anyway, today we're going to introduce a new segment.
Yes, we are.
And I'm going to let Keely talk about it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to start a new segment called New Membership Spotlight, which is an opportunity for us at the Chamber to welcome our new members with a bang and give them some airtime on the radio and let them introduce themselves properly to our wonderful community.
Absolutely. So how are the roads this morning?
Well, I think I shared with you this morning. Well, you were very kind to me this morning.
Because I'm usually not.
You're always kind to me. It's true. She texted me this morning saying, I heard the roads are terrible out your way because I live up north. And so if you can't get in until later, don't worry about it. Well, I sent her a picture because there was a county sanding truck that was tipped over on its side in the ditch right outside my driveway. So, you know, I had about 3 county vehicles right outside my driveway. So I just held tight till about 9:30 and then came on in.
Yeah, it's crazy out there, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's wet and wild.
This is when normally Winter Carnival would happen. And the big joke for about the first 40 years of Winter Carnival was, oh, it's raining, must be Winter Carnival. And so it would melt and get gross like this. And so then when I came to the Chamber, I'm like, how about we change it to February? Because it's at least notoriously cold and we have snow.
And Winter Wonderland. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, I always think of that. I hear my husband and the old dude say that in my head. Well, it's raining. It must be Winter Carnival. It's like, okay, that's enough. Anyway, so enough rattling on. Stay tuned and thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry the reliable DECA line of batteries, and they now stock InstaChains and the latest in LED light bars. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We would like to wish everyone a happy new year and give a huge thanks to our community for making our holiday food drive and toy drive a huge success. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Come see us this month for front end alignment starting at $59.95, coolant flushes for $149, and 4x4 services starting at $299. As always, we are the home of the 1995 oil change. Call today. Pierce Auto Center.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. We have touched on this subject in the past, but it's always worth repeating. That subject is your pet's healthcare. Be prepared when considering adding a pet to your household. The costs to consider are food, grooming, and healthcare. Always consider putting money aside in a savings account to cover the yearly expenses for wellness checks and vaccinations. Also have extra money put aside for those emergencies that pop up. Veterinarians often get called by pet owners in a panic because their pet is sick or injured and they are not financially prepared. The veterinarian is a small business owner and is often unable to extend credit as a bank or loan office may do. So as painful as it may be, the veterinarian may have to turn the person away. So remember, always be prepared for your pet's healthcare by putting small amounts of money aside each month for those trips to the vet with your four-legged family member. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
At Bi-Mart, it's basic. Shop your way, in-store or online at your convenience, knowing you'll get the best in customer service and unmatched everyday value. The savings continue this week with Bi-Mart's latest savings book, out now and valid through Tuesday, January 18th. It's 16 pages of store-wide savings, including pantry essentials, electronics, car care, and more. Find our latest savings book posted at Bi-Mart.com and in-store at our ad center. Employee-owned. Real value every day.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to Chamber Chatter with Kate and Keeley. We are going to start our brand new segment called New Member Spotlight, and our newest member to the Chamber is none other than Vibe Broadband, and we've got Tobin Rose here to chat about all things Vibe. How you doing, Tobin?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. Thank you so much for being here. To our listeners, we kind of sprung this one on Tobin. We were having a meeting last night over at McDuff's Brew Hall, and he was there for the Winter Carnival meeting, and we're like, hey, you want to be on the radio tomorrow? And he was like, absolutely. So here we are, and we thank you so much for being here. So our first question for you is, what is Vibe, and why did you choose Sandpoint to open an office?
Well, many of the residents in Sandpoint may already know or have heard of Vibe. If you haven't, we are the company that took over the assets from Northland Cable. Mm-hmm. So we did that in efforts to not only expand on the residential side, but on the commercial side of what Northland had already, the footprint that they already had. We're trying to take that and create a much more diverse and more reliable network than what as was currently there. So that's what we are, is a cable company, fiber optic, internet, phone, TV, and many more things and more to come.
Excellent. And what was it about Sandpoint that just made you say, this is the spot that we want to invest to be here?
Well, as the company was looking for different markets, I mean, Northland was one that just the Sandpoint assets alone, but it also came with the Moses Lake, Washington. Northland was there as well. But as they were looking at, I mean, if you've been in this community for any extended period of time, Sandpoint is growing. Whether we like it or not, sometimes right. It's growing.
Yes, it is.
And it's a good market to be investing into. But at the same time, with Vibe, we are a company that wants to do it carefully and responsibly. And our whole goal is to expand the market, but bring, but don't lose what Sandpoint is all about. Bring the technology that we can offer to our residents and the business owners in the community, but do it with an overall ability to just really leave things the way they are as well. You know,
right.
Sandpoint is known for.
You also have a connection to the community. Tell our listeners what that is.
I do. My dad and my dad's side of the family still live here, but my dad passed away. But I've always had I've always loved this community. I own and have owned property here. If it's not a second home, it was my primary home. You know, so Sandpoint's always been near and dear to my heart. I love it here. I have a passion for this community. I have a passion for this town, and I had a lot of different opportunities to look at different markets and different job opportunities and stuff like that over the years, I chose the quality of life, and I chose to get back to home, which is here, and that's the reason why I'm with Vibe, and I'm in this community.
Right, and that goes a long way because you know small town culture is, as we all know, is very different from you know the city culture and from even just bigger towns than us. And so, it's really great when somebody has an understanding. And that's why I asked you about you know what was your link to Sandpoint, because I think it's important. It's important to those of us who live here and our locals that you understand the culture. So
absolutely. I mean, I mean that's the reason. Like I said, that's the reason I came here. I came back here, in other words, because I love it here. This is home, and I respect the culture here, and it's And that's another reason why I chose Vive as well, because they also have that same small town. We don't do big markets. We don't go into big market. We go into small markets like a Sandpoint, and because that's where our founders and owners are, you know, passionate about too, is, you know, keeping that small town feel.
Right. Well, we country folks also need internet.
It's true. It's right, true. If you could expand out, you know, into the Silly Valley, that'd be great. No. That's a hard one. Well, one of the things that we, Kate and I, have really appreciated about you, Tobin, has been that your willingness to just have a conversation and build those relationships and get to know everybody around here. And so with that, like, that kind of feeds into what Vive's mission as well is the community touch, the community feel, the building the relationships. So can you expand on what Vive's goal and your goal is in the Sandpoint community?
Well, yeah. And like I said, I touched on, as we're trying to expand the network and expand our fiber footprint. We've already done that over in the Ponderay, the town of Ponderay, and as far as fiber optic, and then we're working really hard right now to get all the businesses downtown with fiber available to them as well, which really helps the reliability and helps helps those customers get the services that they need, because the country folk do need service too, right?
Exactly.
We do, country bumpkins.
Overall, the mission is to be very community-oriented. My job, and this is why I love it, is to really be out in the community and touching base with business owners, touching base with property owners and people and residents and whoever I can talk to that'll listen, and just be like, we're here to help. We're not legacy previous cable company. We are here to make this better. And if we haven't, then, you know, I'm not doing my job, but I know that's our mission, and that's what we're really trying to do. Whether that's, you know, under the corporate policies and guidelines that I have and I have to abide by, but I mean, I'm doing everything I can to try to support local events.
Right, Winter Carnival.
Winter Carnival mm-hmm. was one. That's what we met on about last night. We're really excited to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And you know, there's so many different opportunities in this community, and we want to show, in some ways, put our money where our mouth is, and say, mm-hmm. hey, we're here to support as well.
Right. Well, with 150 nonprofits, active nonprofits in our community, you know, that's kind of a culture thing too. It's like, you know, when people ask, how do we break into your community? Because sometimes, you know, we locals can circle the wagons, and it's like, well, you need to be a part of what we do, and giving and volunteering, and, you know, that's part of who we are. And so that I find that to be the most important thing. And so it's always, I think I shared with you that I'm always excited when a company comes in and says, how can I get involved? And I give you, you know, 500 different ways to be involved. And then you actually do it.
Exactly.
I mean, not 500, but you actually do it. You know, where others who come in and get the information and then we never hear from them again. It's just kind of disheartening, because, you know, the community gives you the, you know, license to operate. They give you employees. They give you, and I think that a lot of businesses maybe not, you know, think along those big philanthropic lines, but it's important for businesses to give back. And you met quite a few of the businesses last night who do give back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to Winter Carnival, that's a great one to be involved in, because the only thing that the chamber does is we organize it. And we do the parade, the little block parade of lights to kick it off. But it's really up to the individual businesses to do things and be a part of it and offer things. And so I think it's really great the more that we have. And, you know, and especially the new ones, if you step up, that really shows, you know, hey, maybe I should get involved. I'm a person who likes competition, so.
As do I. And I think that we are, you know, I'm very fortunate, and I'm thankful that I've been able to use both of you as a resource for me to help do my job better, which is get into the community. So I appreciate both of you for doing that.
Yeah. Well, she was born and raised here, and I've only lived here 30 years, so.
Which is, you know, only 3 years more than I've lived here.
Oh, that's another old joke. Great.
I'm just saying.
All right. How can, people certainly can't miss you because of the bright yellow sign. Mm-hmm. But how can they contact you?
Well, right now, I'm going to use, because, I mean, you can always email me and contact me via mm-hmm. phone, call into the Vive broadband right. Office. If I had that number off the top of my head, I'd give it to you. But it's just, you know, easy enough to look up and on your phone and
use
call
the Google
in
machine
and just ask for. For me, I'm very focused on the commercial side of our mm-hmm. business. That's going to help grow and help bring in the extra resources to help expand on the residential side as well. I mean, they right. they work hand in hand. So, but if there's a business owner or anybody that can use a more reliable or a better service, or just wants to shop and like you said, competition is good. And yeah. I consider myself competition. And I think if you don't go with me, maybe it'll make somebody else step up and be better.
Well, so. And that personal touch too, that personal touch of just having somebody to communicate with, yeah. you know, because so many of us, when we get internet or when we get phone or when we get anything, it's one of those things where you're so used to just hearing somebody, you're just so used to hearing a recording,
a call center
yeah. or something like that. So it's just really wonderful to like have that personal relationship, that personal touch, and be able to say, hey, if something goes wrong, I right. know who I can call.
Exactly. And that's me. You're going to get me 100% of the time. I am dedicated to this community and I'm here full time to take care of all those types of issues that may come up for our customers.
Excellent. And if you want to check out Vive Online, it's VYVEbroadband.com, VIVEbroadband.com. And you can also call the chamber if you, you know, if you want the information from us. And of course, our number is, what is it, Keely?
208-263-2161.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. Yes, that is the chamber number.
She just quizzed me, by the way.
And thank you so much for joining us today. We really, really appreciate it. And please drive careful out there on those roads.
Thank you. Thank you both for having me. It's my pleasure. And I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk soon.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Time for a break. So don't change the station. You're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
At Winter Ridge Natural Foods, we're so proud to work with local producers to bring you the very best of North Idaho. You'll find locally made goods in every department, like Homestead Produce and Pack River Farm eggs, T&T and Red Roof Farm goat cheeses, Allison Ranch garlic, Upside Kombucha, Queen Bee honey, microgreens from Moose Meadows, selections from McDuff's, Matchwood, and Laughing Dog breweries, even Avery Cosmetics and Fresh Sunshine gifts. Come find these and so many more at Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Boy, am I glad to be done with my holiday shopping.
Oh, I know.
And now I just want to relax.
Me too. Well, except there's one more store we should check out.
Oh, no way.
Because this week, we can get a Samsung, LG, or Sony TV at an incredible price.
Really? Where?
At Video Only's year-end clearance sale. They're really cutting deals.
Because the holidays are over?
Yep. So this is our chance to get what we wanted for Christmas.
Are the prices really that good?
Yes. For 7 days, they are. And Video Only has those top-rated models we were thinking about all on sale.
All right. The best stuff cheap is worth a trip.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate and Keeley from the Chamber of Commerce. And on the phone, I believe we have the extraordinaire PR person, Dig Krismer. Is that true?
Why, yes, it is. This is exciting.
Well, hi, Dig.
I'd really rather see you in person, but okay, I get it. The roads are bad. Blah, blah, blah.
No, it's more of it like I think everyone else in the county is dealing with the COVID shuffle.
Oh.
And so that's where we've been lately. So
yeah,
like, I'm so negative. I'm positive. It's great.
I know. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. So tell us what's happening up on the mountain.
Well, at this very moment, unfortunately, it is pouring with rain, which is a little depressing after such great snow conditions that we had the last couple of weeks. But we live in fickle North Idaho, so we shouldn't be surprised, and this will change.
Right.
But, yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a wet mess today, but it'll go away.
That's right.
And
well,
then we'll go back.
It is the mid-January thaw. It happens every year.
It's true.
And
you're
then,
very, very correct.
Then February will be cold and snowy again.
I'm going to quote you, Oracle.
Okay, do that.
Yeah.
I saw it in a dream last night.
Sometimes she's like spot on, though. Sometimes she is spot on.
But you just have to wait for that sometime.
We'll do your snow dance later. It'll be fine.
Right. So tell us about what are some of the biggest changes from last year to this year?
You know, that was actually my dear Scott Alder, HR director, is also with me as he's prepping for his section of the call. But we were just chatting about this. And, you know, some of the biggest changes, I think, there's a lot of fear and trepidation about our partnership with ICON.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we did see some crowds this past week, and it was the first sunny day in 6 weeks and amazing snow conditions. And so it definitely was a busy, busy day for us. But looking at the numbers and so forth, it was no busier than some of the previous days that we've had in our history. Mm-hmm. So I think that was a good surprise in that we expected to be busy, but it's not as horrific or as awful as a lot of people were worried it was going to be. So that's a good change. We're excited about that. Of course, Humbird is being built in the village, and you can't miss it when you get up here. That definitely has changed the landscape and the character of the village. I actually am amazed at how well it fits into the design of our village, and it really does kind of anchor it a lot better. I didn't quite expect that as well as it's turned out, which is great.
Aren't you glad we're not in the design business?
Yeah, because if I designed it, would look like Lego, maybe a little Playmobil.
Right. Yes. Right. Well, I haven't been up there yet because, you know, usually we hold the first leadership Sandpoint class up there, but because of construction, we had it in the Seoul Outdoor Experience yurt, and so I haven't been up there yet.
Well, hopefully, our plan is that once the hotel is actually up and running and open, we do want to get folks to come up and enjoy it. That date's a little bit of a moving target. The weather for the snow for the skiers was phenomenal, but the snow for construction crews, not so happy.
Right.
So we've had a couple of delays there, but hopefully soon fingers crossed we're coming down the wire and we'll be, I can't wait to get into the Crow's Bench, which is going to be the bar and restaurant of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The deck like leads out into the village, and you know, I come to work in the morning and you can see the lights on in the restaurant where they're doing the finishing touches. And it just looks really fun and warm and special. And I really can't wait to get in there. Till then, if you're on the mountain, the other great thing you can check out is the Rowdy Grouse, which is our new on-mountain yurt. And that place is awesome. Tom Chassie wanted to call it the Wang too, but we stopped him. That was not acceptable. But the Rowdy Grass has definitely got a great feel to it already. And this spring, when there's sunshine on the saddle, it's going to be an awesome spot to hang out. So very excited about that.
Yeah, that's great. And so have you had a lot of visitations? I mean, has it been pretty full other than the Icon Pass?
You know, I think we've seen it's a fairly on par with most of our winters. You know, we do have a lot of pass holders in the region, which is fantastic. I'll explain that concept. Like, you know, you have a day visitor who can show up from anywhere at any given time, be it for a vacation or they're just in town visiting family or whatever. And then you have our pass holder group, which are people who are like our loyalists. They said, yes, we're going to ski this winter. We're going to ski Schweitzer. And we have a very strong pass holder group for Schweitzer. So it's really been nice to see all of those people really participating in the sport and being on the mountain so far. So it's been busy on some weekends, and definitely over the holidays we saw some crowds. But honestly, it's really nice just to see our pass holder group coming through on a daily basis. You know, the Icon visitors are really thrilled and love Sandpoint and love Schweitzer. But I'm more excited that our pass holder group who are really committed to us are taking advantage of all that we have up here. And that's been super fun to watch.
Nice. So, yeah, some of the hills in Colorado aren't even getting snow.
Yeah, they finally started seeing some snow this last couple of weeks, but like I think it was like 50 degrees in Denver yesterday, which is just mind-blowing to me. You know, we were lucky to get all the snow that we got, even though we're still digging out of it and slopping through it on the roads in town.
Yeah.
You know, the last La Nina we had last year, she skipped jump rope right over us. So this year it's nice that she's actually hanging out in town for a little while, so... Again, it's good for us, and we're having a good winter, which is great. We just hope everybody in town is getting a chance to take advantage of the snow and coming up and skiing, because that's why we live here. So don't hide from winter. Embrace it.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
I love winter. I'm very excited.
I can tell, Kate. I can tell.
Well, other than when I had to chip out the 3-foot ice berm in my driveway.
That's like almost as tall as you, Kate.
I know, right? Well, I took a picture of the snow berm, and my kids immediately responded and said, "Oh my gosh, Mom, we need to get you a hat with a beanie with a flag on it, so we know where you are."
I'm just saying, she made the best short joke, and we just passed right over it.
I know, right?
So good job, Dig. Good job.
I did that on purpose.
Right? I know you did. That's why I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, you got to be careful out there, Kate. Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah, because I could get lost, and then what?
It's kind of cool, though, because, like, when I've only lived in Sandpoint for 10 years, and I remember early the first couple winters I was here with my kids, we had a ton of snow in town, and then it hasn't felt like that in the last couple of years.
Right.
So, personally, and on a very selfish note, I love seeing all the snow in town.
Yeah.
It's that winter wonderland, you know, it's a wonderful life type of feel. And even with the slush and the ice.
I know. I really love it, too. It's so funny because someone asked me the other day, at least we'll go back to a normal winter. And they meant last year. And I'm like, this is the normal winter.
This is normal.
This is the last two have been abnormal. This is the normal winter.
This is definitely the normal winter.
And I this year might actually be the very first time that we really get winter photos of town, because believe it or not, on the tourism side of the chamber, we really don't have town winter photos.
I can concur.
Right?
Totally concur. If we do, they're really old.
Yeah, if we do, they're ancient. But
no, you can get Tracy, our graphic designer, to come teach you how to do the bokeh effect. She likes to take pictures with, you know, using the flash on the camera during a snowstorm. The light reflects off the snow, and it makes this really crazy, intense snowflake experience. We had somebody on social media tell us that we had fake snow because we were doing that, but it looks really cool, and it's actually real snow just really lit up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not fake at all.
So is it Sean up there shaking the soap flakes out and the that's what
what does marketing do, actually?
Right.
What do we nice. Do? We go skiing and shake the snow globe.
We create fake snow. And so have you heard anything from from Schweitzer's sister resort, Whitewater? How are things up there?
Actually, I had some inside intel. Some very dear, near and dear folks in my life were up there last weekend, and they conditions up there were amazing. They said they're having a very similar winter I haven't spoken to Rebecca, the inside marketing, the inside operations director this winter, but I know that they were, they've been buried with snow recently and just trying to keep their power on. Their electricity company is a little sketchy at times, apparently.
I just wouldn't want to be in the lift.
No. But it's nice being able to at least get across the border.
Yeah.
It can be a little challenging trying to navigate all of that. And with COVID being like a moving target, at least we have the opportunity to kind of travel and get out there. And I think that's why we've seen so many people with ICON, that the opportunity to travel presenting itself finally has really been a blessing for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it's really been, I mean, you know, you don't really think about it, how much business we get from Canada, from our Canadian friends. And, you know, they're just as sad that, it's been hard for them to get down too, but I certainly hope that it's going to be opening up again. And yeah, this COVID stuff has been a pain. We had to cancel the Follies, in case you wanted to know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, COVID. Ugh.
Yeah, it's really hard, you know, and I guess we're lucky working in an outside industry. You know, keeping people outside is healthy and good. And so I am really grateful to Schweitzer as a skier and also as an employee that, you know, we've worked really hard to keep the place open so that we have this escape and people can get out and go do stuff. It's been hard though. Okay, you know, a lot of our staff has been getting COVID and the flu and horrible colds, and it's just been a real challenge this winter. You know, people are like, oh, you're not running the lifts, you're closing lifts because you're not taking care of your employees. And unfortunately, well, it's more that our employees are getting sick and it's tough. It's really tough. I know some of the other businesses in town have been dealing with that too. So we're not unique.
I know, but I think I really do have to commend Schweitzer, because like last year too, I know you got some flack, but I was really proud. I was really proud of all of you up there, you know, doing what's right and to keep the business open. And so, you know, hopefully this year has not been as difficult as last year.
You know, the skiing industry as a whole is changing so radically. And I think if anyone who follows what goes on in skiing is paying any attention to the, you know, what's going on with some feedback on Vail's operations and how they handle things, I think it just gives me pause to stop and remind myself that, you know, as much as Schweitzer's board is based in Seattle, we still are a local mountain.
Yep.
We've had the same crew in place. It's the same people who love working here who are still here. We really are dedicated to each other and to the mountain, and that we're lucky, and that feels good. And when you're in a crazy place like a pandemic,
right.
It's nice to have that cozy comfort blanket, as it were, to count on that. So I feel very grateful that I know to the outside it looks big and scary, new hotel and ICON and, you know, the owner and group and blah, blah, blah. But it really, I think when you peel it back a little bit, it's still us.
Yeah.
It's still the same core group of people.
And we all hang out together.
And we try to.
And we all.
Yeah.
Except I swear I haven't seen you in 10 years, but, you know.
I know. God.
And you're younger, so please make more of an effort.
I'm not that much taller than you. I might get lost in the snowbanks, too.
It's okay. We'll give Kate a green flag. We'll give you a bright orange flag, and I'll be able to find you every time. It'll be great.
That's right. And I really want to thank Schweitzer for, you know, we're in the middle of winter carnival planning, and, man, there's something going on every day up there, which is great. It's great to offer people a choice. So, and the people who will be staying up there. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I know. Danny comes all prepared, gives us her list, and I'm like, okay, you can go now.
Yeah, I idolize her. I would like to be half as organized as Danny. My life would be a lot smoother.
Please, you're very organized.
I don't know.
You have to be. You have all them kids.
All them kids. Oh, geez. Yeah, my son turned 20 today. I can't believe I have a 20-year-old.
So man, weird. You don't even look like you're 30, so I don't know how that's possible.
Thank you. Keep going, Kate. Keep going. Yeah, it's good.
Is there anything exciting? Like, I know we shouldn't get into summer now, but is there anything exciting coming up in the summer?
God, I cannot wait for the new mountain bike trails. So last fall, as we were, you know, closing up for the summer season, Collaborative Trails and what's the name of the other group? I can't remember. And TerraFlow, thank you. They are both on site working on two cool, awesome, amazing trails that are going to come off of the trail system that it's going to be under Basin Express. You can still access Bear Grass and then peel off onto these other trails. And I cannot wait to ride those next summer. I just feel like mountain biking and summer activities have just grown exponentially.
Oh, yeah.
And
huge.
I'm so glad that we're trying to keep up with that. And we have a really proactive group making plans and looking at potential, and, you know, it's awesome. How can you not be? We have such good partners in the community who
right.
really, you know, spur us on to keep up with it.
And we give out your trail maps. Just about everybody who walks through the visitor center door, they want to know about trails and mountain biking, et cetera. So I really appreciate that. Okay, Digwell, as much as I adore you, it's time to move on. So thank you for joining us on the phone. And we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to talk to Scott. So time for a break. Thank you for listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour, and we'll be right back.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy. We wanted to let you know that we are still providing COVID shots, including the newly authorized booster shot. We also have regular flu shots and the high-dose shot for seniors. COVID clinics can be found at www.idahopremod.com. Just hit Find a Clinic and then search for White Cross in location. There you'll find our clinics. If the internet isn't your thing, give us a call to get your shot scheduled. You can find us at whitecrossrx.com. White Cross Pharmacy since 1922.
Life is beautiful. Life is grand. Let's stay healthy. Here's the plan. Vaccine time is here. There's so much living to do. Let's protect our families. It's free. Easy, too. Go to vaccines.gov. Find flu and COVID vaccines with a click. The peace of mind is priceless. We don't want anyone sick. So remember, life is glorious. Life is wow. But not when you're ill. So protect yourself now. A message from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare.
Idaho Vandal Women's Basketball returns home this week for two Big Sky contests. Thursday, the Vandals host the Weber State Wildcats at 6. Then Saturday, it's the Battle of the Domes with the Idaho State Bengals at 2. Get your tickets at govandals.com or the arena box office.
Encoder Products Company is hiring full-time assemblers, no experience necessary, with seated workstations and no heavy lifting. Entry wages start at $15 per hour plus benefits, like a 401k, medical and dental insurance, paid holidays, sick leave, and vacation. Are you commuting to or from Coeur d'Alene for work? The factory is just 10 miles south of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Come work for Encoder and save some drive time. Learn more at encoder.com.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate and Keeley from the Chamber, and I'm going to let Keeley take it from there.
Oh my goodness. Well, Kate is giving me this side because one of my favorite people is on the phone, Mr. Scott Auld. How are you doing, Scott? Are you there?
I'm good, Keeley. Yes, I'm here.
It's so good to chat with you.
Okay, wait. I have to say, how do you know Scott? Because we need to put in a plug.
I was going to get there. Scott and I are currently in our facilitator year of Leadership Sandpoint, and I was lucky enough to facilitate the orientation class for this year's leadership class with Scott up at the mountain. And I tell you what, it was one of the funnest days ever because Scott gave us the VIP treatment. He got some buses for us. We got to see the construction that was happening. And he is just the nicest, biggest wealth of knowledge. And so that's my intro to you, Scott. I hope you're blushing by now.
Yes, I am. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, that was a really fun session. It was great to have everybody up here. And, you know, we're looking forward to possibly having the March session number 7 for this year's group up here, kind of for a revisit. So that should be fun, too.
Yeah, economic drivers, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Scott, there's something really exciting happening with, I mean, there's a lot of exciting things happening with Schweitzer,
yes.
But this one in particular, the reason why Kate's letting me take this is because this was one of your passion projects that you have been working on for a very long time. So will you tell us about what's happening up at the workforce in Schweitzer?
I think you're asking about our employee housing effort.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. So yeah, that is super exciting and it's something that we have been looking at for many years. And, you know, some people around here might remember many, many years ago, Schweitzer did have some employee housing up here on the mountain. Shenanigans did happen back in those days.
Was it back in the 70s when my husband moved here and he was a lifty?
It very well
could
have been.
You need to confirm or deny.
I feel like there needs to be some stories being told at a later date, maybe at McDuff's.
Yes, there are certainly stories, but that ship sailed a long time ago, and in the interim, we haven't had any place for staff to live because, you know, honestly, the Sandpoint community was a fairly affordable place for folks to live, whether they were coming to work for us for a year or for a few months at a time or whatever the case may be. But I think we've all seen the changes happening in that realm over the last couple of years, and it's become really challenging for folks to move into this community and come work for local employers. And also it's challenging for people to stay. I mean,
yeah.
we've lost employees, we've lost managers over the last year or two, people who had the homes they were leasing sold out from under them, or have had their leases or rents raised to a point where they couldn't make it work anymore. And it was really difficult over the last couple of years. And so I'm excited that we're able to start taking some action in that realm and start to deploy some housing solutions for our staff.
Yeah. And Scott, how long have you been working on this? Because I remember we had a wonderful conversation up at the mountain where you were kind of sharing that you kind of saw the writing on the wall for this situation to happen, and you've been very vocal about making this a thing.
Well, I think internally the management team here, we've been talking about it and feeling this crunch coming for a few years now. And, last summer, an opportunity to acquire a local property kind of fell out of the sky. I mean, in fact, I should credit Dig, who's still sitting here, for helping point it out to us. We had made the decision that it was time to start taking some action, and a facility in town became available. And, Tom Chassie's approval, we went ahead and purchased the property and have remodeled that into like a dorm style of facility that can house up to 16 people. And it's turned out great. And we got people living in it. And it's a good first step. But it's just one little first step, and although an important one. And we've got much bigger plans in the works right now that we're really excited for, because it's a critical need in our community. And I think just about every employer in Sandpoint is feeling the pinch. And I think I'm proud that we're able to start taking action on it for us.
Well, I remember talking to Justin like 5 or 6 years ago. I think he's Trinity opened 10 or 11 years ago, and we were talking about, I said, you know what we need? We need dorms. We need dormitories for seasonal workers. And I said, as the chamber, we'll go out to every university in the area, and we will recruit seasonal workers if we can do that. But nobody had any money at that time, and we just kind of laughed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what we're finding as we've researched the need here within our own staff over the last year or so, and just talking to people in the community and living it moment to moment dealing with employees who are who have accepted jobs and moved here and then try to find a house, or people who want to come work for us who are looking at the real estate market. We definitely need that seasonal workforce housing, whether it's dorms or studio apartment sort of things. But we also need other types of solutions as well. We need places for folks to have a family in. We need, whether that's an apartment or a single family home, whether, you know, it's what you might call executive housing or all different tiers. We see the need at every time we have a position to fill. The housing need and the crisis in our town for housing right now becomes part of the conversation, whether it's somebody that's an executive level or a manager or a seasonal worker. Everyone is running into this challenge. And so our long-term plans for addressing housing aren't just, you know, we need a dorm. We know we need dorms, but we also need all the other kinds of housing as well, because we have such a wide array of employees. I mean, I don't think a lot of people in Sandpoint realize, I mean, right now we have over 700 employees on payroll active today.
Right.
And and it's a large organization with a lot of different types of jobs, and we need housing solutions for all of those types.
Yeah. I've been, so I'm on the mayor's workforce housing task force. And one of the things that I'm really interested in, but I don't know how to make it happen, are the 3D built houses. Because you can build a three-bedroom, two-bath home for something like $14,000. Now, granted, then you have to put in the plumbing and the wiring, et cetera. But it's so fascinating to me. There are communities who are building whole little, like, cottage-type housing with these. And, you know, and I had to laugh at myself because I kept thinking, I wonder if that will work here. And then I realized that I live in a stucco house. So, yeah, that'll work here. But it's just getting the money or, you know, finding out the equipment and stuff like that. But I think that's just fascinating. And true, and you know, in town too, finding the appropriate housing, because, you know, we certainly have the high-end housing, but it's really those, you know, all our worker bees, which I'm a worker bee and Keeley's a worker bee, you know, finding houses that we could afford. And it's just, it's breaking my heart. I'm an advocate for those who make $30,000 or less a year. So I'm always on that, you know, when somebody says, well, it's only $400,000. I'm like, what?
Mortgage on that is more than most people make in a month. So,
yeah. And so I really appreciate what you're doing. It's just so commendable and amazing that you're the first company that's really stepping out there and doing it.
Well, I'm excited too. I wish we didn't have to, you know, right. I think everybody wishes that we didn't have this issue where employers have to tackle this on their own, but, you know, you can't run a business without people. And, you know, we have people that, this has been a trend for a couple of seasons now. We have a lot of people that want to come work at Schweitzer because it's a great place.
Right.
But it's a really fun place to work. But a lot of times when people call us to ask about job opportunities, they don't even ask how much the job pays. They ask about housing first.
Yeah.
You know, the first question they ask, hey, this looks like a cool job. Do you have housing? They don't care how much we're paying. They just want to know, do we have housing?
Yeah.
And so having some kind of housing solution to offer people is really going to open some doors for us to talk to people who want to work for us and want to live and work in Sandpoint and the surrounding communities, but they just don't have a place to get a roof over their head.
Right.
So I'm excited that we're able to do this. And man, I wish I could talk to you about some of the exciting plans we have, you know, waiting in the wings that we just can't announce yet. But
we'll just have to have you back on to talk about them when you can.
Yes, yeah, I hope so, because it's going to be super exciting. Because we're taking a little bit more of a holistic approach, and we're not just going to slap up some dorms. I mean, we're looking at, as I said, different types of housing to address different levels of need in the organization. But we've also come to realize that another major obstacle to people rejoining the workforce right now is childcare. I mean, this could be a whole nother episode of your radio show is the challenges for parents finding affordable or even not affordable childcare in this community right now. And it's keeping a lot of people out of the workforce. So we're hoping to incorporate that into some of our plans too.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, thank you so, so much for being here and addressing these really important issues and just for being an advocate for all your employees there at Schweitzer. We appreciate you so much, and Dig. But that is we have to wrap up on our Chamber Chatter Hour.
We'll see you in February. Come to Winter Carnival. Bye, Dig.
Banana hammock.
K246 CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
As long as it did back in the 80s, but that's the conundrum for a Federal Reserve when they can't fix supply problems.
Yeah, I wonder, though, about the repositioning, though, that we're seeing in the market, if it is repositioning, if it is a flight or not. It was an interesting story a little bit earlier about Cliff Asness and the idea that value has sort of been outperforming growth, and he's sort of getting a little bit of time to crow, but not necessarily taking that. Some concerns here, I guess, about the persistence of where this rally can go next year. Here's your numbers right now as we get the closing bells here in